Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's Hour. Samson denies God because of Delilah. Oba, obeti ma tuwa finami. Obe ma ure fi yesudi. He said, yes, we can say, whoa. You will never mention the name of Jesus. You have forgotten. You know, when you are in trouble, what comes out of your mouth, show what is in your spirit. Some people, if you are going to fight, they say, Jesus. What do I say? Hey, Ebo. Everyone should say, may thunder fire you. They say, out of the abundance of the tongue speakers. A lot of people who cannot, yeah, I have seen people, they come to this church, they are sitting arrogant, they vanish. By the time you see them again, they are tattered and battered. I've seen them, they come, even when they come back, they can't fit into the system. I've seen it. The Bible said to be born again and backslide is like eating your vomit. That is what the book of Hebrew writer said. He said, it's like a dog that has vomited and is eating the vomit bag. What the stomach rejected, you want to push it in. I'm preaching. What is really making marriages clash? There is nobody who has never had friction with their wife. I don't remember how many times I got offended about something with mommy. We come back together. When we see the marriage clash, most time 90% immorality has come in. Another woman is standing between the two, or another man. Most times, we can disagree to agree. But if our disagreement separates us, most time there is an mediator. And that mediator is not Christ. Because what keeps marriage is a threefold cord. Husband, wife, and Jesus Christ. When this threefold cord is there, it can never be broken. A threefold cord is not easily broken. But when there is a fourth cord, the fourth cord becomes a knife. It cannot cut between Christ and the man, but it can cut between the woman and the man. And after that, it stands a chance of dragging the man away from Christ. I'm telling you. You cannot be a sinner and righteous at the same time. You must choose one. Very simple. Somebody say authority engendered curse. Say it. What is that? A Jamaica crowd, oh boy, make come with him, and you also won't cassacre be. May born work or heavy. And one, no. Escafabe Sinko. Yeah? And you be bagan, Emmy, yes, sir. Bonito, my man, you know, and your poplada. Obey table, boy, boy. My favorite song, see Jesus Christ came to die. Paco born, you must shun me, you know. Eda me shasa kwa no me chena di. Nani amdi anse eda no no bi ju bi ku. Eni sa anyo no. Eda no no bi rain tampe. What you read on the trumpet. Amu ya ya ku sa anyo no mama anyo na anya popular da. Boboli bobo. The word boboli bobo is a trumpet. The man is trying to say one day a trumpet will sound. And when the trumpet sound, that's the way I put it, that some people be holding bribes here of women that are not their wives. Can you imagine the day the trumpet sound? Acrobatic display man, you are there. And then, pom, pom. Lift your hand and say, Lord, men pardon me. I say, Rade, men pardon me. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. What sumnyamia? 2 seconds to rapture. Why is that Mokuya? Hey, Eradi, who ni pambo? Yeah. It's not funny. So we trust in our read the Bible, pa. Nobody will have to force you to fear God. Hey, do you know the disciples said they were buying the thing? They wanted to find out. They were pushing because there are things Jesus told the disciples said maybe we don't know. He said, I have many things to tell you. Do you know what John said? He said, the thing Jesus said, not all the books in the world can contain it. It means that not everything they said. But let's see, they were trying to buy. Master, when are you coming? They wish he said, 12 October, 2023. Yeah. And you know, for this, you know, I'm not happy anymore. This coming 11th October. Obey me as on them, Kawaka Sabay, who pastor, and then you become your own apostle. Then we would like I say, Bonia went to Yasiano, and then Radi Acho, Otako, now I come on Otako. When did you go to Christ? Who do not say the book of life? Master, when are you coming? He said, I'll come like a thief. Hey, what is that? A thief? I'll come like a thief in the night. It means unannounced. Occupy till I come. He spoke parables on it. He declared different parables on it. And he said, listen, man, we need now. Now, my body is so grateful. My body. So, tell us, say, me, then this is the way, this is what, he said, me, myself, I don't know. You are trying to buy it from me, I don't know. He said, only the Father knows. So, Jesus is sitting in heaven, he hears at the right hand side. Boy, tomorrow you are going. Will you be ready? When are you king kind? Where free are shown them? I am here, you are dumb. I'm a wizard. A hand tiny, I'm a sword. Pride and arrogance with a little money God has put in your pocket. Today, God told me, son, you cannot serve me without your soft hands. Even those in the world who chase the devil, they go with your soft hands. So God give you money so you can serve him well. To chase you. Yeah, how do you become a Christian? No one can serve God without your soft hands. No way. No way. Then you are not a Christian. Strategic giving. Holy Ghost inspired giving. Seed faith. The only way God tests your love is in your giving. The only way God validates your life is when you are giving. And the only way you look like God is when you are giving. Anybody that don't give doesn't look like God. For God so loved the world that he gave. So you, oh Jesus. Wait a minute, I'm going to try to send them off for 20 years. Now I'm going to message on holiness now. And so now we, a man now we chase by the way, and the greatest thing I saw, do you know, among all the things I read about fear, one of them frightened me. As for that one, when I saw that revelation, I begin to pray and fast, say, Lord, have mercy on me. That's why I saw that no one can push God. No one. God will never clap for anyone sinning. When I saw that revelation, it gave me sleepless night. For almost 48 hours. That the only begotten Son of God is shouting, Ili, Ili, Lama Sabatani. The first time Trinity is separated. My Father, why hast thou forsaken me? No, wait a second. Are you not the one who said, this is my beloved Son? I thought you don't take your word back. Are you not the one that said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased? And now he is shouting that you are forsaking him. My Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And I'm waiting for God's response to say, because sin is on you. So when Jesus carried the sin of the world, your sin and man's sin, God cut off from him. If God will cut off from his only begotten Son for carrying sin, will you clap for me and you? He gave me 48 hours sleepless night. This one, you won't hear it from where you are doing the sign of the cross. Nobody will tell you. You will cruise to hell while you are talking about, I can't stand his so-called holiness. Is it me, my so-called? Read the Bible. Am I the one who wrote the word? I'm only preaching what is in the Bible. I'm preaching there. Amen. This word. You cannot read it. I've preached it to you several times. Hallelujah. Amen. One day when you meet Jesus, I am innocent of your blood. Totally innocent. Continue. I've asked a question. You didn't answer me. How much sex can you have? And Jesus said, don't go ahead. You are disturbing yourself for nothing. You are disturbing yourself for nothing. The devil has set you up. She just wants to destroy you. Now, Satan does not care. He said, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, the devil can give you the word and take your soul. He can give you all the money because you know you won't take it anywhere. Do you know something? The more money God gives you, the less you eat. I wish God gave me money when I was in my 30s. When I was chasing Shitolo. How many food can I eat now? I'm telling you. The last time I went to do general checkup, the doctor said, Prof, I find a little bit of something like cholesterol, so stop eating chicken. I said, I'm sorry, I know I'm ready. I just said, Doc, I know I'm ready. One day, mommy went to get some rice. It's a special rice. You buy it now. Reverend, she said, mommy is even telling me that that rice, it has no cholesterol taste. Reverend, she came and said, I'm moving, and yet then. Mommy, you said, I order rice, it'll be awesome, now. All that be that. Catch on us, your breath. We are tired. Today, don't eat egg. The next day, don't eat chicken. Then, I'm here and then, Kukwane, I'm so go back and eat one leg. Oh, I'm so okay. You eat half. Reverend Supi and I'm to be piercing check. And your white rice, yeah. When I was say, "Who demon?" Yeah, really say, "Kusu kusu." And that's what I did. Oh. It's very simple. All the people are here, and don't eat it. Don't eat it. All of them. Yeah? Some people die when they're in gym. You see, if you don't walk by faith, you will destroy yourself for nothing. Yeah. I'm telling you, they were in gym pumping. I mean, do exercise. They died. Some people who has never stepped into gym, they are not 95. Yes, yes, yes. It is not him that will let or him that run it. It is the Lord that shows mercy. And may mercy of God locate you. Oh, this exercise and what. Not let her deceive. I'm not against it. But it doesn't matter the sense you make. You need the mercy of God. If you are not careful, we will make gods out of funny things. So we will shift our trust from the Lord and put it in other things that doesn't count. What is ICD did Jesus did? Okay. One man in the Bible never went to gym one day. He was 120 years. His eyes was not abated. His eyes was not dim. Natural forces abated. And that was Moses. Yeah. And theologians believe that that life was a life of fasting. Yeah. 120 years, Moses was standing. She was so strong, he climbed one of the highest mountains to go and die. Let's stop. I'm not against all the things you believe, but put your trust in God. Sometimes, at the end of us, be cool and you cry, be different. Be a wood dear chile. I'm telling you, my grandmother died over 100 and something. No, I know what was he doing. Contombre. My grandmother has this culture, he doesn't eat a soup that has been preserved for the next day. And as far as you go for vacation, every day they cook soup. Every day. My grandmother didn't want to hear the word fridge. Water from fridge, never. He has a cooler. Do you know cooler? Yes. So they drink cold water, not ice water. He died. She was a very strong woman. 110 or 105 thereabout. You couldn't even calculate to her. She was a strong woman. She was still going to farm at the age of, he was going to his cocoa farm at the age of 87. They have to stop him. Still, we are no go. No gym. At that time, gym was, when I got to gym machines, my grandmother should go on treadmill. Listen to what Reverend Sue said here. We used to use Amane and then Amansua and Keta school boys. Now they are no emu ni eti. You see here for. Kontomre and Sosua Abedru. You see we no me here for. That's what we're eating. So now, beggar king. I don't know if there's a way scary. Some of you looking at me, if somebody bars you a beggar king today, your salvation is gone. It's completely gone. We will not see you again. You will come back and see you on Saturday as a canna girl because of papaya. What's that? Inherent authority to bless is also the authority to curse. Anybody that can bless you, don't mess with the person. Two-sided. They said, I told you about death and life in the power of time. Never. Hallelujah. It will cost you nothing walking in humility. You always win walking in love and meekness. Meekness, you always go far. Because God cannot use a proud man. And God cannot use a proud woman. If until heaven is satisfied with your meekness, you are not on your way to greatness. I'll say that again. Until God approves your meekness, me and you, we are not on our way to greatness. Meekness is a state of the heart. It's a major requirement for greatness. Nobody walking in a certain realm can be proud. It is possible that it's not because of pride you have married long time. Possible. Because pride can come in a different form. The man that God wants you to settle down doesn't look like the class of the list you have. Think about this. Obama's wife employed Obama. Think about this. The class that Michelle was looking for is not Obama. He employed Obama in their law firm. His father is doing well. And Obama invited his boss for lunch. He didn't even have enough money. Take his book and read it. Through the man that he employed, he became a first lady. The man that he employed, he became a first lady. Don't you think the list you have there, tall man, designer beer, Sisi Gidi crocodile shoe, that might be the pride and the reason why you are still not married. What about who knows whether the man that is coming, he is riding a boboya, a champion in the future. Or bring pastor saying, I'm even in you. Write it down. It's in the book of elders. I'm telling you. Somebody met a girl and proposed to her and said, please, what is the level of your education? Oima, marry your certificate. May your certificate impregnate you. May the first set be twins. And carry. Who is the husband of these children? PhD. And carry it along. What a blessing. When I talk about pride, it's in different levels. Different levels. I don't have time to preach about it. Pride, it can be very dangerous. Pride can let you forget the person you are dealing with. One day, somebody was in Borga Church. And he was working somewhere. I was there preaching, so I know the story. And then she walked out of his boss. Reverend, she said, please. He said, I will eat stone. I will eat stone. You see, he thinks he's only one. First, she could bring us some comfort. Second, third. Yeah. I've been on the corner starting here. Papa, papa, papa. So, you have noticed that stones don't satisfy people. Eh? He said, let me tell you something. I am still watching around the church to see that all the stones are finished. If you finish eating all of them, come. And I'll show you. You see, pride can let you talk forgotten where you come from and where you are going. Pride can let you forget even the person you are dealing with. Pride make Peter rebuke Jesus. Familiarity brought Peter such a way that when the man was talking about that, the reason came on earth. Amazai, he said, no, you can't die. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Pride make God change his name from Peter to Satan. You can forget. You can forget easily. You see the way you are quiet? Everybody is talking so you can talk. Bishop James says something. He says, you will talk your mind that you have no mind left. Me, I will tell you my mind. that you have no mind left. Yeah? It has nothing to do with the person even you are demonstrating the pride. I say there are mistakes you made. The taskmasters are in the spirit. That is why, for instance, when I preach about holiness, I tell you sex is not free. You can even sleep with a girl and the girl will give you money. So what point are you trying to make? It's very simple. The girl can give you money and even supported you for sleeping with, but the taskmasters are in the spirit. Because the way God has made the system, no sex is free. That is why to marry a woman, you must pay dowry. Probably take her to the altar. Authority figure must bless it before you have legal right to naked her. Wow. Safi no wakai. Covenant make kai cow with the Bible better. No. It is there. Paul said, when you see fornication, flee. That means that even the girl is giving you scholarship, run away. Because it can cause your destiny. Some people in the Bible die because of sex. Some to their destiny were shut down because of it. It's very simple. God gave us the sex to enjoy. He gave us the context in which we must have it. And he said, outside that context, it will kill you. And it was what you are sorry. And you are angry and you can't stand me preaching holiness. And if you can't stand, sit. Because me preach at there. How are they? You can't stand. Thank God. I'll be surprised he left. If you can't stand, what is the next option? Sit. If the devil tempt Jesus, you tempt everybody. So everybody preaching. Everybody is tempted. If even a woman doesn't come and say, I love you, your mind will make suggestions. There is nobody with that negative thought coming to your mind. Then you are not a human being. If you don't have the negative thought coming, the system itself will produce a negativity. Casting down imagination. Casting down imagination. Ah, somebody say, Lord, deliver me. The same authority that makes blessing effective also makes curses effective. Write it down. James chapter 3 verse 1. Give me NIV version. Therefore, in authority, everybody in authority, don't also forget, if you are in authority, you will be judged more strictly. So as I'm standing here, God knows I'm a man in authority. There are things you will do and get away from it, but me, I will not get away with it. So, authority can be celebrated, but it has strict divine restrictions and rules around it. That means that when you are a man in authority, you have to be careful because you must understand responsibility that backs your authority. James chapter 3 verse 1, let's all read it. Not many of you should become teachers. Authority. My fellow believers, porteria, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. So if God has not called you, don't come. Don't envy the work I'm doing. Hey, you know the work. The work I'm doing, it can come with some amount of blessing, but I will be judged strictly. I know it. That's why I told you, there are some things I do, I'll never get away with it. Authority engendered curse. Yeah. All authority is vested in God, and God has chosen to exercise his rule through the delegation of authority. So as I'm standing here, I am operating what is called delegated authority. It means that when I tell the devil in the name of Jesus, Satan doesn't listen to me because of me. He listens to me because of the Christ in me. Me as a person, I have no stand on the devil. Satan is not afraid of any human being on earth. Demons are more powerful than men, but demons are not powerful than a man with Christ in them, or a woman in Christ in them. So what makes you a threat to the devil is not you, but because of what is in you. That is why Christ in you. Romans chapter 13 verse 1. Wow. The word of God declares that there is no authority except that which God has established. There's no authority. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power that but of God. The powers that be ordained of God. Can we read it again? New Living Translation. Put it there. Everyone must submit to governing authority. So don't insult a president because you think you are NDC or domestication. Be careful. If you're a Christian, you won't do it. I don't care. I will never open my mouth against a president. No. I will not stand in authority and say, you don't understand. You come under God's judgment. And when they cut you to cut your head, God will make sure they cut it and divide it. The Bible says everyone must submit to governing authority, for all authority comes from God. And those in position of authority have been placed there by God. So it's not your kokromoti that put them there. God put them there. You listen, you can vote for a man, swear him to power and die the next day. So if the man is alive up to now, then God kept him.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual Pram Road, Friday Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday Morning Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the